home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacy Lynn. If you harm an American, we will respond. Those words from President Biden after the U.S. carried out retaliatory strikes in Iraq and Syria in response to the drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan. The BBC's Hugo Bashega with reaction from Baghdad.
The Iraqis have strongly criticized this attack. We had that spokesperson for the military saying that this is a violation of the country's sovereignty and that this could have unpredictable consequences, not only here in Iraq, but across the region. And this has been a key concern for American officials when deciding how to carry out this retaliation, because U.S. officials have been saying that they don't want to escalate the situation in the region. They don't want to have a war with Iran.
Well, look out, Southern Cali. You could be in for some potentially historic flooding this weekend. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec.
Besides the really heavy rain along the coastal sections, there's going to be some really heavy snow inland, several feet of snow across the Sierra, which is pretty typical when you have a real powerful storm coming in. You can have days and days of heavy snow.
For the first time, two parents of a convicted school shooter are on trial. The jury tasks with deciding if they should be criminally charged for their son's deadly actions. CBS's Lilia Luciano was in the courtroom as the attorneys wrapped up their case against the mom, Jennifer Crumbly.
The defense repeatedly argued that being an imperfect parent does not make her guilty.
Can every parent really be responsible for everything their children do? Especially when it's not foreseeable. And this clearly was not foreseeable to Mrs. Crumbly.
Deliberations are set to begin Monday. Off to South Carolina, where voters are heading to the polls today for the state's Democratic primary.
South Carolina Democratic voters propelled then-candidate Joe Biden to his party's presidential nomination 4 years ago after he did miserably in Iowa and New Hampshire. Democratic State Representative Marvin Pendarvis.
They all talked about how South Carolina had helped deliver Biden to the White House in 2020, how we'll do it again in 2024.
Jim Crisula, CBS News.
And as many people are back in the office now, at least for a part of the time, those dreaded Zoom meetings may have been cut back a bit as we're meeting and talking face to face more, which means Zoom has ended the meeting for good for about 150 of its employees. The layoffs amount to 2% of Zoom's entire staff. They are hiring engineers now, but that's only to figure out how to run the whole place using artificial intelligence. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny by this afternoon, a high near 41, clear tonight, 25. Sunshine and mid-40s again for your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 47. Upper 40s for Tuesday and Wednesday and near 50 by Thursday. That's weather from Severe Studios.
Right now, it's 28.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Jeff Walker kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party with Let's Have a Party, huh? Hi, everybody. I'm Tim Hubbelt, the polka guy, keeping you company here for the next hour. Glad you could join us. Lots of good tunes on the way today. You know, it was Groundhog's Day yesterday, and I don't know how he can see a shadow when we got clouds all the time. I don't know how that works, but we'll see if what they're predicting does come true. All right, well, where are we at here? Let's continue with some tunes, shall we? And we're going to play one. Hey, we're going to go to a polka dance. That's what we're going to do right now. We're going to party. Yeah, good tune. We have Jeff Walker up one more time here, and he wants to have that chip knocked off your shoulder.
Yourself, please, baby, 'cause you your shoulder's where I want to lay my head. Thank you.
Ah, the Hometown Hoolerai. That was performed by Chuck Thiel and the Jolly Ramblers out of Minnesota. We now have a tune that hasn't been played for a long time. And we're going to do a little waltzing across Walmart, okay? And this is by Bobby Z. He recorded this.
My wife thinks of Walmart with a gleam in her eye. It feels like my wallet gets sore. We'll be bankrupt tomorrow, but we'll have lots of stuff from every darn aisle in this store. Let's waltz across Walmart with a checkbook in hand, a cart that holds away way too much. It rolls free and easy up and down every aisle among all those bargains and such. You can buy underwear or some parts for your car, get a physic at the prescription store, seed for your bird and some food for your dog, a corset for your wife and much more. Let's waltz across Walmart with a checkbook in hand, a cart that holds away way too much. It rolls free and easy up and down every aisle among those bargains and such. My feet hurt, my back aches, I trail her around. Some lady bumped my heels with her cart. Well, a man is in danger in more ways than one when he takes his wife shopping Walmart. Let's waltz across Walmart with a checkbook in hand, a cart that holds away way too much. It rolls free and easy up and down every aisle among all those bargains and such.
A tune that's number one in the Windy City, Chicago. It's the Baby Doll Polka.
Don't you leave me, oh baby doll.
Homegrown Radio, WFHR. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's no joke. A big announcement naming Radetzky's No Joke Dairy near Stratford as a future host of the state's Farm Technology Days.
Technology sharing, celebration of agriculture.
Matt Lippard with the UW Division of Extension. He says the Radetzky Farm is operated by the family's fifth generation and looks forward to opening their doors to the public.
Certainly an honor. Family success and modernization and history and pride in what they're doing. So yeah, it's a very fun event.
An event that moves to a different part of the state every year.
Other states also have similar events, but ours is one of the very few that actually does rotate. Goes to different counties, so obviously different host farms.
It could bring more than 40,000 people to the central Wisconsin area in the summer of 2026. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Lots of good music on the way. First segment ran a little bit long, so we'll make up for it again on this one, shall we? We're going to play for you right now a nice tune from the Mississippi Valley Dutchman. Yeah, Brian Brigham. Let's spin this one here, and it's Some Sunday Morning.
Sunday morning for someone and me. Things sure look rosy for someone and me. Some Sunday morning you'll see. There'll be an organ playing, friends and relations will stare. Say, can you hear them saying, gee, boy, each of a pair. Not some Sunday morning.
Mississippi Valley Dutchman and Some Sunday Morning. This particular album has a tune on it, The Love Bug Itch, and If I recall, Eddie Arnold had recorded that years ago, and Brian decided to bring it on back, so let's give it a spin.
The poor feel rich, it's just a little thing they call a love bug itch. Honey, I held my baby on my knee. Along came a love bug, he took a bite of me. I put my arms around her, had a lover's itch. I jingled and I knew I had the love bug itch. For her, I know she's itching too. When the love bug bites, you don't know where to spend. It keeps right on a biting till they begin to hatch. It makes the old feel young, the poor feel rich. It's just a little thing they call a love buggy. Then I began to twitch. There ain't no vaccination for the love bug itch. Oh, when the love bug bites, you don't know where to scratch. It keeps right on a biting till they begin to hatch. It makes the old feel young, the poor feel rich. It's just a little thing they call a love bug itch.
They seem to know
Joey Miskulin and Lou Trebar, and Everywhere You Go Polka. We're going to call on Don Fleury, the late Don Fleury, actually. He's from the Brookfield, Wisconsin area. And he had put out an album called Don Fleury Plays Country Favorites. We're going to play this next one here. It's Bubbles in the Wine. Or actually beer. Chet Zurich on the vocals, and Don Fleury producing the tune, yeah. We call on Louis Bichel in the band, and Chet Zurich had played banjo guitar with them and also did a few vocals. And we're going to do that Oklahoma Boogie. I think even Chet sings this one, too, if I'm not mistaken, with the Louis Bichel Orchestra.
Standing on a corner, never had a dime. Standing on a corner, had a boogie on my mind. Sing the boogie, Oklahoma style. I said that Oklahoma boogie's got the rhythm that'll drive you wild. The rhythm that they had was the best by far. A big bass fiddle and a steel guitar. Sing the boogie, Oklahoma style. I said that Oklahoma boogie's got the rhythm that'll drive you wild. Thank you.
with that, I think we're going to take a little station wake, everybody. Station wake? Break? We'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show right after these messages.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It's fully leaded education talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. And on the Civic Media app.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again!
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way, too, and that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you, but our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Our Polka Party Variety Show continues, talking about variety music. We have Pete Fountain up next here with a tune that was an Artie Shaw number. And we're going to play this one here. I love this big band stuff. And it's Begin the Begin. Thank you. No, you just can't beat that sound. No, cannot. Up next, we have Fred Kuhar's Orchestra out of Cleveland, Ohio. And Vintage Cleveland is the name of the album, the Kuhar style. And Down by the Riverside.
Thank you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, here we are. Our time has gone by so quickly, about 4 minutes left in our program. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. If you're out and about and you get to sit here and talk to some of our sponsors, tell them that you like what you hear on the Polka Party, and we can continue keeping these music spinning here for you. We have Check and Then Some up next. And they're going to probably take us out of our program here with Come Over Polka. From all of us here, have yourself a great weekend, everybody. Hey, remember, next week, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. We're going to play some nice Valentine's music next week. So stick around for that. Bye-bye.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.